Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Seven minutes after the hour, the pleasant and dulcet tones of Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. I think pretty much most of the time we are very pleasant and we are very dulcet in our tones. Don't you think so? I don't hear peace. Yeah, there's nothing worse than turning the radio on or some podcast or something and hear somebody's voice that just doesn't belong. Although I'm from the school, admittedly, that has the announcer voices, or a big voice, the guy. We used to tease about the newsmen smoked cools, gargled with razor blades, and always had ice in their mouth when they started their newscast. That was it. Oh, 2020.
Sounds very
minutes.
Unappealing.
Yes. Some of those voices were. At any rate, Jennifer's not going to take us down to the radio world. She's going to take us to another aspect of my life down on the farm. So let's have a chorus of Old McSteffen Had a Farm. Yeah. What's going on down on the farm?
Oh, my God,
excuse
Bill.
Me.
I seriously thought that was like a burp.
Oh, it's a cow.
That's a cow.
Yeah.
Is it a cow burp?
Moo.
That's exactly right. Burp. Oh, excuse me.
The chickens. Roosters. All right, so Jennifer, what's happening down on the farm?
According to researchers in Germany, German scientists, there was a thought, we've heard this for years, that animals behave abnormally in the hours leading up to an earthquake, right? Forget just farm animals. Your dog, the dog in your household, the cat
sensitive.
In your household.
Yes,
people say
sensitive.
That those animals are sensitive to earthquakes. But there has never been any scientific evidence to support that until the German scientists got involved, and they provided scientific evidence to support the claims of odd animal behavior prior to earthquakes. The research suggests that animals provide valuable clues to when and where earthquakes will occur. In this study, researchers attached movement tracking devices to farm animals. You should have got in on this, Dougie.
Oh, you're right, I should.
Yeah, too bad you're in the wrong place in the world. But they put them in an earthquake-prone area of northern Italy. These poor animals, they don't know what's ahead for them. All these right. tracking devices were attached to the collars of 6 cows, 5 sheep, and 2 dogs. All of the animals had been previously observed acting abnormally before earthquakes. After attaching these devices, researchers recorded the animals' movements for several months. And throughout that period, there were 18,000 earthquakes reported in the region. Many of the earthquakes were weak and barely noticeable to humans, but 12 of them were strong, meaning that they were a 4 or higher on the Richter scale. The researchers chose to look at only earthquakes that triggered statistically significant earth movements on the farm. The epicenters of these earthquakes were ranging in a distance from the farm. Some were very close. Others were a little bit further away. But the models were used to analyze this data, and they found that every animal reacts differently in size, speed, and according to species. But in all of the animals, there was some sort of abnormal behavior recorded. Unusual animal activity patterns were recorded among the farm animals up to 20 hours before the earthquakes occurred. So think about how valuable this could be. A 20-hour warning. Now, I'm not one for warnings on earthquakes all that much, because what are you going to do? Is everybody going to pack up the car and leave? Like, no. But
scream running out of the house down the street. There's an earthquake coming. What are we going to do?
But yeah, even the shake meters and things that they've been trying to deploy, that only gives you a couple of seconds. The farm animals can give you 20 hours. Now, if the animals were closer to the epicenter, that would mean that they had earlier changes to the behavior. They would pace more, they would walk more, they would be up and having more movement. Not enough for people to notice, certainly, but enough out of the ordinary that it would mark the sensor on their collar. It's unclear to these researchers what triggers this behavior in animals before the earthquake, but one possibility is that animals are able to sense the air. It's not that they actually feel it, but that the air ionization caused by large changes in the rock pressure, they feel it in their fur. Imagine that.
Really?
They also
cows always lay down before a storm, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
And animals may be able to sense gases.
Barometric pressure change.
Yeah.
Right. I guess gases that are released from, like, the quartz crystal part of the earth prior to the earthquake. Mm-hmm. So they have this sensibility, and apparently the scientists in Germany are continuing this study on to see what kind of future predictions they can get by using farm animals to help them with this. I thought that was kind of interesting.
That's cool.
So maybe, yeah. Maybe we'll have a
I'm
cow
still stuck on how cute it would be for cows to wear collars.
I know.
I'm like
cute?
Picturing them like, you know.
That's how they do it.
My cows wear collars. I have collars on my cows.
That's
how you,
some of them.
You lead them around if you need to. So as long as we're here talking about earthquakes and earth anomalies, this season of storms is catching up with us. And so one wonders, because of all the eclipses, the strength of the full moons, the situation astrologically, the whole world is changing. And then we've talked about global warming certainly for years as to how that impacts the weather. Here's an example in Japan. 50 people are dead because of the torrential rains that have been falling there for the past 5 or 6 days. A lot of people have been killed. People are missing. Devastation, lots of areas in southern Japan, all the rivers are overflowing like you wouldn't believe, wrecking houses, tens of thousands of troops and other emergency responders have been activated over the weekend. 3 million people on the third largest island have been forced to evacuate because of the ravaging of the storms. So you can see over there, this is early for the season of typhoons, as it is kind of early, even though we're supposedly in the hurricane zone. Some of the storms that have developed, as a matter of fact, there's a storm moving up the East Coast right now that will affect most of us, certainly will affect you, Victoria, in New Jersey. It'll affect the people in Washington.
Friday, Saturday. I think we're going to get kind of washed out.
It'll affect me here in New England. Yeah, a lot of the hurricane season, according to meteorologists, already making history. Tropical storm Edouard, is that how you pronounce it? I guess it was Edouard, formed this past weekend over the open waters in the northwest Atlantic. That's north of where they normally begin. And so it's not a tropical storm now, but when you look at all of the indicators, I'm looking at a map of the northern hemisphere and mostly Europe and America across the Atlantic, which is where these tropical storms developed. How many of you knew that the sea surface temperature had to be 79 degrees for a storm to be formed and to live? I did not know that. Did you?
I knew it had to be warm,
degrees?
I didn't know it was specifically 79, but I knew it had to be pretty, the water had to be really hot.
Right. So the water
That's why
is
it doesn't really happen in the Pacific as much, because the Pacific is just colder.
Cold. Yeah. Right, exactly. But if you look at the barometric readings all around, there are a bunch of storms that have formed that are in the Caribbean now and circling around south of our country, but they're there. Looking at some of the, like there was Tropical Storm Dolly that occurred earlier in June and that impact. But when you think about how warm the water is, I had a friend of mine who was in Hyannis down in the Cape. The water was 70 degrees. It was a little early for it to be 70 degrees. Sometimes when
That's
it gets
very
hot,
warm for the Cape.
July,
wow.
Right, exactly. Well, this is the inland side, but still, that's warm for the ocean. Let's see, down in the Keys, 92 degrees last week, the water temperature. That's pretty damn warm for
us. Jeez, that's too hot.
Yep. It is, when you think about it. So I'm looking at some of these other. There's a guy named Shepard, Marshall Shepard, who's a professor of atmospheric sciences, University of Georgia, says that we have the ocean is high octane for hurricanes. And we have
this was predicted to be a really bad year for tropical storms and hurricanes.
Right.
I have a feeling up here where we are, we're probably going to get hit in like September or October. I think that's when it's going to be worse for us up here.
It usually is when it bothers. We haven't had bad hurricane season, though, for a long time. I don't like hurricanes enough. I don't like them. I just very unsettling for lots of different reasons.
Did you have to evacuate? Because we grew up a block and a half in from the beach, so we were evacuating, like, every summer. We had to go sleep in the gym of our school.
I just remember the, like, Saxonville Square was flooded, and there was 10 feet of water. It was down in the valley, and there was trash and all kinds of other things. People were swimming in that stuff.
Ew.
Yeah. That was when I was a kid. Oof. So, anyway, there's the, we're going to have some, it looks like some, just to add to the mayhem of what the rest of the year is going to be about, it's going to, it looks like we're going to have a kind of rough weather season. It was dry here on, in my neck of the woods, early on in June, and now it's been wet. We have 5 days of rain in the forecast here, which is good to get things to grow, but every once in a while, like I was trying to beat the rain last night on the farm getting some hay baled, and did, but, you know, you have to move a little faster and get it done. Sometimes the stuff not quite as ready as you'd like it to be. I think this week on the American Family Farmer, we have a meteorologist, do we not, Victoria?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Talk about how weather affects the farms and stuff, but it affects it all. Think about how weather affects your life in every way, right? When you get right down to it, what do you wear? How do you get from one place to another? What do you do with your time? All of those
things. Your power bill?
Yeah, right, exactly. Food for thought. Here's 17 after the hour on the DJV program.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor. Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. A 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 33.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-338-3814. 800-338-3814. 800-338-3814. That's 800-338-3814.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Offer not available on leases. See dealer for details.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Here's a little listening suggestion. I guess that's what we call this. The clip of the day is something we talk about every day because it happens every day at DJVShow.com. The one that's posted right now is a focus on some common sense that we would like to suggest people use during the pandemic. Go a long way to keeping you safe. You want to listen to that discussion or the whole show during the course of the day, just go to DJVShow.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Now this is music. Crank this up, Joe, will you please?
Say to me, and let me be your man, and please.
The early, fabulous late 63, early 64 songs from the Beatles. This is where the Mop Tops came in. And one of the people responsible for moving the Beatles along to success, lady named Mickey Diage, I believe is how you pronounce her name, D-I-A-G-E. She ran Capitol Records for a long time. She was an advertising exec, merchandising expert. She worked for Capitol for about 40-some-odd years, and she was responsible for things like the Beatles zooming to the top in terms of promotion, the group Radioheads. Passed away yesterday at the age of 82. She spent her entire music career at one place. Imagine that. Think about today. That's it. The lady who pretty much ran the bank that I've been at since I was 8 years old, she retired the other day after 46 years at the bank. Never had another job. She started the bank as a teller. And so this lady worked in the mail room, or that's how you got started in those days, in 1963. As the British parent company of Capitol Records, EMI, and the manager of the Beatles convinced Capitol to distribute the music from the Beatles in our country. With this song, it came out in December of 1963. That's how they get started. So in addition to John, Paul, George, and Ringo, and also Radiohead, she marketed acts like Ricky Nelson, Frank Sinatra, Nat King Cole and his daughter Natalie, Glenn Campbell, Grand Funk, Raspberries, Bonnie Raitt, Bob Seger, Ashford and Simpson, Tina Turner, Heart, Red Hot Chili Peppers, The Beastie Boys, Crowded House, Steve Miller. Wow. This woman knew what she was doing. Look at how the career, look at how wonderful those careers were, all those people. She retired as the director in 2003. The fellow that runs Capitol Records now remembered her as a trailblazer at a time when women were woefully underrepresented among the ranks of music business executives. I'd say that was still a problem, 50, 60 years later. But imagine the careers that she sort of managed in a sense. Ricky Nelson, Frank Sinatra, Nat King Cole, wow. One of my favorites among that group are the Raspberries. How many people know Eric Carmen and the Raspberries? You know those
I know
songs?
Nothing about the Raspberries.
I've never heard of them.
No. All right.
I know the Cranberries.
No, all right. So, Phil, find Go All the Way, will you please? And then you'll remember.
And if you could mix that with some farm animal sound effects, that'd be great. Now go.
Yeah, right. See if we can handle that. All right. While he's finding Go All the Way, so you'll know who the Raspberries were. The lead singer was a guy who had a really show. Crank this up. Yeah. Big, heavy voice, this guy, Eric Carmen, who is the lead singer. I love these songs. Crank it up.
Oh, I've heard this.
Yeah. Right. And the rest. It's the kind of pop music I've always liked. All right.
Do we have a goat?
Probably somewhere. All right. Let's see what we have from Will Ferrell. It's interesting. I was falling asleep, and I put Conan O'Brien on the other night. I don't usually because the show sucks now. But he had Will Ferrell on. I'm not a fan of Will Ferrell's. But Will Ferrell had his real hair, and it's gray and goofy looking. And they had it was actually quite an interesting, entertaining conversation. I have a different twist on Will Ferrell a little bit. He scored his first charted Billboard song with a song called
Husevik.
Husevik, is that how you pronounce that?
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you
I've
know
seen
about
this movie?
This
it's really, really fun. It's called Eurovision Song Contest, the story of Fire Saga.
Yeah, 28 after the hour, DJV time.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. A 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
I'm Smitha Rao. While the CDC recommends wearing a protective face covering to keep us all safe, many are beginning to experience some uncomfortable skin-related side effects as a result of wearing a mask. Dr. Michelle Henry, clinical instructor of dermatology at Weill Cornell Medical College.
The major complaints that we are hearing with daily mask use are skin breakdown, irritation, dermatitis, and acne.
As we continue using face coverings throughout the summer, Dr. Henry recommends making some adjustments to our skincare routine.
Clean your skin with a gentle hydrating cleanser, as we do not want to strip the skin's natural moisture. Avoid fragrance products, as they can irritate the skin. Olay Regenerous Microsculpting Cream, fragrance-free, is packed with ingredients like vitamin B3, both hydrating and soothing. Masks do not protect from the sun. Olay Regenerous Whip SPF 25 is a moisturizer with added sun protection.
You can purchase these products on Olay.com and refer to the CDC guidelines for using and handling masks and other cloth face coverings.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
New Jersey's coronavirus numbers are going down, yet Governor Phil Murphy says masks are now mandatory.
We were the first state in America to require them indoors. They've been strongly recommended out of doors. We're going to turn that up a notch today and say we're going to ask you, if you can't socially distance, it's going to be required.
Many other states in the South are seeing spikes. President Trump is not happy with the CDC guidelines for schools reopening. He calls the CDC guidelines too tough, too expensive, and too impractical.
He doesn't want these guidelines to be a reason for schools to not reopen.
Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany cites one in particular.
Have children bring their own meals as feasible. Well, there are 22 million children in this country who depend on these meals at schools.
The administration says the CDC will issue new guidelines for schools next week. This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Police reform bills are still in the works in Congress. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg reports.
After Senate Democrats blocked his police reform bill, Republican Senator from South Carolina Tim Scott isn't giving up hope.
I'm an internal optimist, so I'm always looking for the silver lining. But the conversations that are now, folks who are now calling me about the legislation from the other side suggest that perhaps it's not dead. We may have a Lazarus moment. We may not.
Speaking alongside Attorney General Bill Barr, Senator Scott says he's willing to make some changes in the Senate bill that Senate Democrats would not even let get to the House floor.
My bill did not have racial profiling in it. It's in the House bill. That is something that we would at least take a look at, being able to have more information on racial profiling so that we draw better conclusions, number one.
Another Supreme Court ruling has gone the way the administration had hoped it would. USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
The Supreme Court is backing a Trump administration plan to help companies deny giving their workers free birth control under their health care coverage. A 7-2 ruling says publicly traded companies and large universities can claim a religious objection to providing that coverage, and even those without a moral objection are now exempt from that requirement. The ruling does help President Trump deliver on a campaign promise to roll back coverage that had been provided through Obamacare. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Let's move and groove into your life here, the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan on the air. There is equality here. There is justice. There's so much inequality in the world and injustice. We're trying to make an example of equality and justice for all. Sound like I'm running for something. Doesn't it? Yes, I promise you liberty and justice for all.
What did you run for the most recently? You ran for something. Was it dog catcher? What was it?
Really? Is that,
he ran for something. What was it?
Oh, did we lose his connection?
Dog catcher?
Or board of Farmington, yeah. Framingham?
No, I'm on the Agricultural Advisory Commission.
You ran for something when you were on the ballot.
No. Well, I was on the ballot when I was town meeting member.
That's what it was. I knew it was that. Right. There you go.
Yes.
See?
Okay. So
town meeting member.
Yes, that was a town meeting. Remember, 8.5 years. Interesting experience. Hello. But
did you have like campaign buttons and stuff?
No, I didn't put my name on the ballot, and because it was recognizable, apparently, got more votes than any other person in this particular precinct when I ran. I'm sure you find this shocking. I have a presence. Here.
I know.
I just kind of want to drive to Framingham and just spy and just see why you're like the outcast of Framingham. I just want to figure that out.
For the same reason I'm the outcast of radio. What's the difference? It's the same, you know, it's
close
the same
your ears,
deal.
Doug. Close your ears. It's because he's a little weird.
You can come back now. It's fine.
Speaking of weird.
Hey, you were supposed to listen.
Oh, excuse me. All right. Before Victoria takes things over here, I thought it was very interesting. I've now taken to reading page 6. Why? I don't know. It sort of seems like a different way to... I'm always looking to change things up. Where do I get my information? And Victoria's usually the one who's up on what's on page 6. So it's no surprise to her that in light of all of the focus on, excuse me, Black Lives Matter and finding people who are appropriate when it comes to whatever their social media stuff is, apparently the networks have hired PIs to probe the, excuse me, the reality stars on these, any number of TV shows.
They're vetting
on.
People.
Yeah. Is the Bachelor,
well, because what,
you know, shows like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, well, what happens, right, and what happens is if they don't properly vet, you know, your old tweets and whatever and social media posts, then they get a successful show going, which has happened numerous times, Vanderpump Rules and The Bachelor, and there's always a controversy that comes out after they've put all the money into the show. It makes sense. You have to know who you're working with because there's always a controversy, and then they end up firing half the cast.
Right. Yeah. Is that going too far, or is
no,
that appropriate?
No, I think that should be, like, step one of vetting people who are going to be on these reality shows.
Mm-hmm. Well, not just reality shows, but are they going to apply it to that? Wouldn't they apply it to every show, every
well,
movie?
Well, I think I think music, the actors, I don't know, I think actors seem to be a little more cautious, but the reality type, you know, whether it's a contestant or if you're on a reality show, they tend to just, you know, kind of want the publicity no matter what.
Yeah.
And they're a little more of a loose cannon than regular actors.
Right. Well, unless you're somebody like Madonna. We were talking about her off the air. She's now appeared in some topless photo. She looks awful. Awful.
She's got to just... she is...
Awful.
You know, we were talking about this off the air. It's such a shame that someone who's had a career as storied as Madonna's, she just can't, she's so clinging to her whatever's left of her youth, and it's just pathetic at this point. There's just, there's no other word for it.
All right, Victoria, take us down a different street, please.
Movie theaters. So, movie theaters are closed in most places. Depending on what state you're in and what phase of reopening you're in, but here in New Jersey and in New York, movie theaters are still closed. Now, there's a big lawsuit. AMC, Cinemark, and Regal Cinemas have all gotten together. They have lawyered up, and they are suing the governor of New Jersey, saying that he can't keep the theaters closed any longer. And so they said that COVID-19 represents a serious public health risk, and the plaintiffs support fair and reasonable actions by the government. However, the government-mandated total closure of movie theaters, this is what they're saying, is neither fair nor reasonable, and it's a violation of their First Amendment rights of freedom of speech and freedom of expression, equal protection of the laws, due process, blah, blah, blah. So this is like a long, lengthy thing. They have lawyered up with Davis Wright Tremaine. It's a firm that represents a lot of media companies. So I'm not sure where this is going to end up. I know, Jen, a while ago you mentioned that some businesses were suing your governor in California, and so now I guess it's going to start in New York and New Jersey as well.
It's hard to make the case to not just ask people to do things, but then certain businesses feel targeted, like churches sued Gavin Newsom. Now they're going to sue him again because Gavin said that they couldn't sing, that people can't sing in church even if they're wearing the mask. So there's that going on. Then businesses
hold on a second.
You can't sing in church.
You can't
that, right?
sing in church?
That's the latest. He just made that ruling last weekend.
I haven't heard that if you're wearing a mask that you can't sing. But
you
know
have to be wearing a mask in church to even have the church open. You have to have the mask on.
Well, that makes sense because you're indoors.
Why did they have a recall of this jerk?
Mm-hmm. Oh, they do. They do.
But Doug, he's not the only one. Like there are multiple health experts. No, but what I'm saying is multiple health experts are saying there were 347 of them who have banded together now from around the world saying that, you know, that it's because of the way the virus is aerosolized, that if you are talking without a mask on or singing especially or shouting,
but see, people
yelling,
have the mask on in church. That's the thing. Even with the mask on.
Yeah, I haven't
on,
heard that
no
with a mask
singing.
On.
I mean,
that you can't
the churches
that's
that
what
are open,
I was reacting
the,
to.
Yeah, the churches that are open are socially distancing. The mega churches are actually doing outdoor services because it's been so nice in California. So they're socially distancing. They're wearing the masks, and they're still feeling like the governor's targeting them by saying, oh, no singing in church. So that's the kind, like, that's the kind of example, not to make it like on a more religious level, but when you feel like people are just rolling the dice and arbitrarily deciding who is going to open in phase one and who's going to open in phase two, it's a tough argument that they're going to have to come up with to take on these cases. And many times, at least what I saw in California, is every time the governor would get sued, he'd make an order, he'd get sued, and before the decision was cast, he'd open up that sector. So beauty salons was another one. At the beginning, he said that's where the community spread started. He backed off of that. He had beauty salons closed, and then when they got together to sue him, then all of a sudden he opened before the he'd allow them to open before the judge would actually make the ruling. So it'll be interesting to see how New York handles it. That's how they. That's what seems to be happening in California anyway.
Well, the movie theaters in New Jersey are saying that New Jersey is now in stage two of the reopening, and they claim that because places of worship are reopened, and that movie theaters are not, that they're saying that phase three is going to be places of worship. There is no timeline yet, though, for movie theaters, and that's what they're. That's what essentially that's where the suit is coming from. If you can be in a mall, which you can now, I don't know why you couldn't be in a movie theater if you choose to. I would.
Why
know,
is anybody surprised,
to?
Given what we know about this thing, that the case list, the case load is going up? But 10,000 new cases yesterday in Texas. All right. So, what do you think is going to happen? Same in Florida. The same. You know, you look around at most of the big cities, especially where there are beaches, people getting out and about. I don't know why you think...
We have a couple friends who just tested positive, and they live in Miami, and they've been super cautious. It's just... Yeah. It's like the mayor of Atlanta. She's been really cautious. Right. I don't know where you're, you know, where they're getting it from. It's in the air. That's the thing. Yeah. Anybody can walk by you, and you can get it. It's just so viral in that sense that you don't have to really do anything, quote-unquote, wrong, and you can still get it.
So, you know how twisted I think the news media in general is? The biases on both sides politically, but it isn't just that. It's the bias towards science or away from science. And so there's a story floating around today that many of you may have heard if you haven't. A lot of people, when I get notes from people, they credit this program and us for telling them stories that they didn't hear anything about or knowing stuff, telling people. So here's the story of I think she's 19 years old, a young girl who got the virus. And families got together, the members of the families, and they came up with a program to treat her at home. So they put her on oxygen, and they'd heard all the discussion of hydrochloroquine. And so they get some of it, and they give it to her, and she dies. And so now the headline is, teenager dies after taking hydrochloroquine. And, you know, this kind of stuff, without investigating, without really explaining, once again, because sometimes you have to do that, that it isn't to be used by itself. Nobody who's responsible has ever promoted the use of it by itself. It doesn't do any good by itself. It's not going to save you unless you put it with a Z-Pack. And unless you have 10 doses, you might as well pour it down the toilet. But here along comes the local newspaper saying the headline reads, local girl dies after taking recommended drug. You know what crap that is? It just...
Well, but did she administer it? Did her parents give it to her?
Yes.
Okay,
and
well,
they
that's
didn't
an
give
important
her the
headline, though. That
yeah, of
is
course,
an important
but it's not
story.
There. Yeah, right. It is important. But it just shows
you...
Because
a lot of stupid people are trying to do this at home.
Yes.
A lot of people are self-medicating, and you're going to kill yourself.
Yeah. This week's American Family Farmer, for those of you who catch the show or the podcast, you'll be interested to know that we spend a good deal of time talking about how to kill insects using perfume. There's that story. There have been a lot of investigations, apparently, into using, like, solar-powered equipment to get rid of insects. We all have those, those zappers, the bug zappers. get rid of mosquitoes and all kinds of bugs in the summertime. You don't have to do that anymore. All you got to do is find a good perfume, and that'll kill the mostly mosquitoes, but other bugs as well. They don't like the perfumes. So there's one that Monsanto doesn't have. I expect a new Monsanto perfume coming out shortly. That's the story. Get it at the most recent. You go to the podcast, AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com, if you want to find out the latest in family, food, and farm connections, AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
A Loveland, Colorado homeowner could go to jail for protecting his property from melting snow. He paid $10,000 for a permit to add a small addition, but then the city changed the rules. He had to stop work, pay another $30,000 for a new permit, and wait for approval. He waited so long winter came, and melting snow was pouring off the unfinished roof into his basement. He tacked up some plastic to temporarily route the water away, and the city compliance officers pounced. He was dragged into court for putting up plastic without a permit while waiting for the permit. Even the court could not figure out what he had done to deserve such abuse. In America, it's the government's job to protect our rights, not steal them. Thieves go to jail, not innocent victims.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman. Brought to you by Asus.
Screen time. It's not good before bed, and it's not ideal for your sleep. In fact, a recent survey found that 66% of us take our smartphones to bed, which is why we asked sleep expert Dr. Harneet Walia from the Cleveland Clinic for some tips.
Following good sleep hygiene is very important. Maintaining a good, consistent sleep-wake schedule during the work days and weekends is also very important. And maintaining a cool, comfortable environment and relaxing environment before you go to bed, perhaps taking a shower an hour or two before the bedtime, avoiding these electronics, avoiding caffeine after noon. And also we tell people, if possible, to avoid naps. If somebody has to take naps, it should be during the earlier part of the day and should be limited to 20 minutes or so.
Check out clevelandclinic.org for more.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hey, self-reliance gardeners, now that you've got your crisis garden planted, the next step is to make sure all your vegetables are going to grow like crazy the rest of the summer. For that, you'll need an all-natural, full-spectrum plant food that works to not only maximize nutritional uptake for you and your family, but is also guaranteed to make your fruits and vegetables actually taste better. The name of the product is ProtoGrow, a proprietary blend of bioactive superfoods for plants designed to produce rapid plant growth in record time, so much so that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It does this by combining powerful trace elements and micronutrients from seaweed extracts with a balanced blend of macronutrients from cold water fish. The result? Vegetables grow faster than ever because they now have the essential bioavailable nutrients they need. Go to growlikecrazy.com to learn more. Huge summer discounts now available. growlikecrazy.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Moving into a very special part of my life. I talk about astrology all the time. Last night I was having dinner with a friend, and I got into astrology, and she looked at me rather strangely and said, well, it's unusual for people to be involved in astrology. Or I said, no, it's not for me anyway. I find it a big help. And one of the best helpers I know of, I turn to, is Laura Banks, who has been an actress. She's done all kinds of things. Great business person, but she really is an accomplished astrologer. But if you want to get an idea of what she's like, you can read one of her books called Embracing Your Big Fat Ass, if you would like to. Another book is Breaking the Rules. So Laura is here, but basically she's here to encounter whatever it is that we need to encounter based on our horoscopes, our astrology. How many people look at their horoscope in the morning and then they pick up the phone and call you and say, I got to get a clarification on this? Does that happen to people that spontaneous? Do you think maybe the first time they are, and then after that they get used to being able to get your input? Because people, I think, astrology, what's going on in the universe, our planets are changing all the time. So the impact of the planets changes us all the time too, right? There's not one thing. Okay, all it needs is one reading and you're done.
No, it's constantly moving and changing. Traditionally, you know, you have your stable of clients that will be calling you. Right now, we're in such a flux of planetary movement and emotions. You know, a lot of Cancerian influence right now, Doug. A lot of people.
What does that mean? How does that translate?
It means that there's
Cancer.
A lot of.
We're going into we're in the Cancer moment, right? Because, no, we're in Cancer, Gemini is after Cancer.
Well, right? We just had a solar eclipse in Cancer with the Capricorn axis, so we're in this flux of having to feel things. And we were talking about goals versus intentions, and goals versus creating an intention. And the whole thing about intentioning what you want means you have to be in touch with your emotions. Right now, with Cancer, with the solar eclipse we just had, and now we've got on the 20th another new moon in Cancer. We have to look at family, friends, security, belonging, safety, a sense of nurturing yourself, a sense of being in touch with what you're really feeling. And if it's anger or upset, you've got to emotionally shift it so that the ride to wherever you're going is a pleasant ride.
But how do you do that, though? That's easy to say.
No,
and people say, yeah, it sounds like good advice. How do I do it, Laura?
Well, you pick out a specific bunch of words that feel good, like ease, fun, play, enjoyment, laughter, music, a poolside. You have, and then you string them into like intentional, you know, sentences. Like, I see myself on a beach having a beautiful time this whole month. I'm going to keep imagining myself in this beautiful space, which allows up the emotions to connect to this place of being. And you literally operate from this place in everything you're doing, so that you're not waiting to get somewhere with an outcome to feel good. Because people that do that, then they're not happy, because once you get there, it's not nearly, because you exhausted yourself getting there. So you have to really you have to reframe the brain with catchphrases and post-it notes on the, it's so obvious and it seems silly, but you've got to put up phrases and be able to see them over and over again. I am living a joyful life. I say over and over to myself, I love my life. I love my life. I love my life.
I just give thanks. I'm always thankful for the opportunities, for the things that are happening to me, for the people that are around, the experiences that I have there. And I say frequently to people, I have so much to be thankful for. That doesn't keep me from being stressed out, but maybe it's something that I go to after I get
stressed.
And I don't even like
right
the
now,
term stressed out.
I know.
Out,
right now we're in the axis, Doug, of personal life, emotions, and the reality of a lot of loose ends are going to come together between now and December 17th. So Saturn, July 1 to December 17th, is going through a direct again and all kinds of activities. But know that now is the time to focus on all those loose ends. Venus went direct, which is very helpful with language and communication. Mercury goes direct on July 12th, but there is a full ground effect until July 29. But basically,
what does that
we're going to be... It means that until the 29th, we'll feel the effects of the retrograde, but July 12th, we can all breathe a sigh of relief that we can sign those contracts, know that communication and deals are going to start happening even, you know, and that you just don't turn into type A, that it's got to all happen. You've got to enjoy the ride, because that Cancer is in there reminding us, unless you personally have an integrated way of being that flows through, you know, life, it's all going to be a mess. So you have to have a groundwork inside yourself with all of this, but we do have Venus helping. We have Jupiter sextile Neptune on July 27th, which is going to be wonderful for actually more spirituality, more integration.
Happy days are here again. Not until December, though. It sounds like the end of the year, and we've all talked about this. The virus subsides, the election's over, we have some solution, that kind of stuff. Laura Banks is here with us with lots of great advice and input for our daily lives. Laura, thank you for being here. Always a pleasure.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.